Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Kingdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In Luke 12, let's look at this text. This is our master text for this series that we've been on concerning the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. In Luke 12, verse 29, seek not ye what you shall eat or what you shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind. The margin of my Bible says, don't live in careful suspense. What does that mean? You could say fearful suspense, full of care about what? Well, what's going to happen next? What's going to happen? He said, don't live like that. What's going to happen next? Well, we're going to do our job in the kingdom. Jesus is going to come. We're getting out of here. That's what's going to happen next. Right? Don't live in careful suspense. He said, for all these things the nations of the world seek after. But your Father knows that you have need of these things. But rather, seek ye the kingdom of God. And all these things shall be added to you. Fear not, little flock. For it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Is he a giver? He is the giver. And we are giver children of a giver God. And he has said it gives him pleasure to give to us. Does it give you pleasure to give? Man, if you hadn't gotten into it, you want to as soon as today. Right? Become a giver. Become a sower. Become a blesser. And you'll find you'll become addicted to it. The scripture talks about some of the saints at Corinth. It said they were addicted to the ministry of the saints. To ministering to the saints. Addicted to it. And so what would that mean if you have an addiction? Well, you need your fix. Right? You don't go too long and you start going, man, I got to give. I got to give quick. Well, don't, you know, you don't just do something off the top of your head. You can waste your seed like that. But at the same time, that's good. Right? To have this in your heart that you feel the need to sow, to give. And so he said, that us not to seek what the Gentiles and people of the world seek. He said, but the kingdom of God. Can you see two different kinds of life here? Can you? One is what most of the world is doing, and sadly, the majority of Christians. Seeking a living. Most of the time, most of the thought, you know, people... Sometimes foolish folks have wanted to take issue with people like me for saying something about prosperity or saying something about money. Well, you shouldn't talk about money in church, you know. Just stick to the Bible. Well, you can tell they ain't been in the Bible, right? They wouldn't say a dumb thing like, but people say stuff like, well, just stick to the Bible, preacher. Well, you ought to get in the Bible, brother. And, but... In talking about that, you know, we don't talk about money because that's not important, you know. Well, then why do they spend most of their waking days and the prime of their life and youth trying to make some? It's a big deal. I said it's a big deal. And what you do with your money shows your heart, shows your pride. You want to know what your priorities are? Easy. Get out your bank book. Right? Go down through there. See what you're spending all your money on. I said, well, I don't agree with that. Well, you don't agree with Jesus because he says wherever your treasure is, that's where your heart's going to be, right? Wherever your heart is, you're going to put your treasure that way. So it's just a fact. But it's not about money. It's about heart. And it's not, you can do the wrong thing with money. You can, even giving money, you can miss it giving. Just doing something. The Bible talked about if you gave all your goods to the poor and gave your body to be burned and you did it without the love of God, what did it profit you? Nothing. So you could give absolutely every penny you've got and your own body and it'd be for nothing. Well, somebody said, well, it'd have to be the love of God, wouldn't it, if you were giving it all away? Obviously not. People give for all kinds of reasons. People give to try to ingratiate themselves with God. They try to give as penance to try to pay for their sins. Did you hear me? None of which works. The price for our sins has already been paid in full. And it's an insult to act like that the price has not been enough and we have to add our little stuff to it. Said out loud, the blood was enough. Nothing else required. Right? To cleanse you and I from our sins. But we still get to sow. Now, we've talked about the kingdom of God from a number of angles, number of, not angles necessarily the best way to say it, but vantage points or viewpoints. Like one minister said, you know, you climb one side of the mountain, you get one view. You climb the other side of the mountain, you get another view, but it's the same mountain. And these great truths are like that. You see different sides of them. But go with me, if you would, to Matthew 24 this morning. Matthew 24. Matthew 24 and verse 13. He said, he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. I use that verse a lot. You get in the middle of something and it ain't going too quick, that's what I say. He that endures to the end shall be saved. See, the word saved is a big word. It includes a lot of things, right? Protected, delivered, healed, prospered. And he went on to say, verse 14, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. This gospel of the kingdom. Gospel of what? See, there hadn't been enough emphasis on the kingdom. People talk about the gospel as though it's a separate thing from the kingdom. But the gospel is the gospel of the kingdom. Listen to another translation. The English version says, this good news about the kingdom. Say that out loud. Good news, about the kingdom. Now, certainly, the center part of the good news about the kingdom is that Jesus has come. Right? And he's paid the price. But that's not the whole message about the kingdom. Jesus has been raised from the dead. Right? He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And his kingdom has been established in us and is growing and developing and spreading. Right? Rapidly. And his kingdom is going to fill the whole earth. And his kingdom shall never end. And in the kingdom, do we have rights and privileges? Yes. Do we have benefits? Yes. In the kingdom? Well, see, the benefit of being made righteous, the benefit of authority in the name of Jesus, the benefit of being filled with the Spirit, the benefit of being healed in your body, the benefit of being prosperous. Has that been preached to all the world? It has not. In fact, what some people call the gospel has been a message of condemnation. You sorry rascals, you sinners, you're dying and going to hell. Well, that's not good news. That's bad news. Right? He didn't say when the bad news that you're all going to hell is preached to every nation. But what? Not just good news, not just gospel. What did he say? The good news about the kingdom. Well, we're not going to be, you know, fired up to proclaim the good news about the kingdom throughout all the world if we're not excited about it ourselves. And the kingdom of God hasn't even been real to folks. And so many people have just had a fly under the radar attitude about life in general. Do you know what I mean by that? Well, I don't want to get involved. You know, and you got all kind of Christians don't even vote. I'm going to say, what's wrong with that? Everything. Everything. That's one of the ways you are a witness. Actually, some of the church stood up and was a witness in this last presidential election. Some. I doubt 2/3. You understand what I'm saying? The figures, I've heard some recently, and they're just pitiful. One senator was telling another individual, he's talking about, you know, the church was going to support. He said, you can't count on the church. He was a Christian himself. Stood up for what's right. He said, but you can't count on the church. He told how many the church gave into his campaign or helped him. When he's standing up for righteousness, he's standing up for what's right. But he said, you can't count on the church. Well, can the Lord count on the church? He needs to be able to. We are his representatives in the earth. And that's one way you are a witness. By finding somebody that you believe is going to stand up and stand up for what's right and stand against what's wrong and stand up for God and the church, and then all of us should stand up and go, yeah, this is what we want and this is what's right.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Kingdom Witness, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1402K. That's R1402K, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.